A workers' union says New Zealand's supply of toilet paper could be at risk after nearly 150 staff were locked out at a Kawerau production plant yesterday. Pay negotiations with the Swedish employer Essity broke down, and there's been a claim from the workers that the indefinite lockout could result in Aotearoa being caught short of Purex and sorbent-branded toilet paper. Let's speak to Tane Phillips now, who's with the Pulp and Paper Union in Kawerau. Kia ora, good morning to you.
Kia ora, Glenn.
Why is this broken down? What are the two sides at odds over?
The major between us is the pay rate, or the general pay rate. The company has offered 3% and a $1,500 a year for a three-year period. We are wanting CPI. If we accept the 3%, we're going backwards.
Yeah, so you want, what is that, 7.3 or something CPI, right? You want nearly 7.5%.
Well, we will negotiate, but we cannot accept 3%. We're willing to negotiate.
What do you guys get roughly at the moment, say, an hour?
It depends on where you work, but I'm not saying that we're on a low rate. I'm not saying that because, I mean, we've fought very hard over the years for those rates, so I'm not going to apologise for that, but we're not on minimum wage.
Yeah, can you give me a rough idea? People just want to know roughly what we're dealing with.
There'll be guys that are on between 75 and probably 100K, 110K.
Okay, so it's reasonably paid work then, yeah?
Well, I mean, it's shift work. These guys worked all the way through COVID. You know, they turned up every day while managers were at home with their families.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's a we're just asking for a fair rate of pay for what we do.
Yeah, and at what point do you think it might affect the supply of toilet paper to supermarkets?
I'm not too sure, Guy, and I'm not. Kawerau itself doesn't hold a lot of paper. But I'm not sure what's out in the storage, out in the wider storage areas. I'm not sure.
Mm. So what happens now?
Well, now we're trying to, we've been asking the company to go to get back around the table. We've actually asked for mediation. We've asked for a third party to come in. We're willing to talk. But what the company did yesterday with the lockout is said, accept it or you won't be allowed back in.
Mm. Thanks for your time this morning. Tane Phillips there with the Pulp and Paper Union. So there's no call for hoarding of toilet paper from the supermarkets yet, by the sound of it.